You're listening to the Deep Purple Podcast, a fan podcast about one of the most legendary bands of all time, Deep Purple. We take a look at the music, history, and people behind the band Deep Purple and beyond. Welcome to the Deep Purple Podcast, bonus episode number 10, Main Pizzeria Reviews. So, in our last episode in the House of Blue Light, part one, we sort of went on a big kind of tangent where John read some of the pizza reviews about the pizza restaurant that he referenced in the episode, and it went pretty long. We talked about it for quite a while and had some laughs over reading some of these reviews of this pizzeria that were less than stellar. So rather than have this be kind of a super long episode with 20 something minutes about pizza reviews, we decided to cut it out and put it in this bonus episode for you also. This has very little, probably nothing to do with Deep Purple. So if you're interested and you said, you know what, 2+ hours on House of Blue Light is just not enough, John and Nate, for this week, I need more, then go ahead and listen to the rest of this episode. If you think we had enough banter on the last episode, which we probably did, and you say, nope, that's probably enough, I want to wait until part two and listen to some actual information about Deep Purple, our reviews of Deep Purple, then maybe skip this one. But anyway, it doesn't cost us anything to put it out other than me taking a minute to put in this disclaimer here. So with that being said, enjoy John and I reading reviews of this pizzeria in Maine.
Absolutely. Now, should I obscure the name of the establishment?
Yeah, maybe just like, let's not call them out.
All right.
It's in so Maine. Nobody's
gonna... Yeah. It's a pizza place in Maine. So anyways, now I didn't have to sort these by like, you know, you can sort them like in these are the Google reviews, right?
So you didn't even have to sort them and they were already brutal.
You don't even have to do most relevant, newest, highest rating, lowest rating. Like if you look at the ratings, like the 1-star ones, like, you know, like the graph, like it's the largest one.
It's sticking out like a sore thumb.
Right. So I did sort it by newest ratings and I went down and it's just like, I'll tell you like right now, 1-star, 1, 2, 1, 3.
And you said it was just fine. You said
it was okay. But I don't know if it was as much about the food as it was the service, but okay. Here we go. Okay. Here's a couple of them. Horrible experience. Food is overpriced. No kids menu. Owner running the counter is rude and she'd be put out of business. I literally walked out. Don't waste your time.
Should be put out of business. Wow.
This is one of my favorites. This place is dirty. Horrible. They made us a dirty grinder. No gloves, no hand washing.
For those of you not from our area of New England, a grinder is like a sub sandwich.
Yes, it's a sandwich.
A dirty, they made us a dirty grinder. Like it's just like what, bread with like dirt in it. Like,
well, I mean, it's just like, is that like a dirty martini? And it's just like a little extra olive juice in there.
That could be good, depending on what it is.
They made us a dirty grinder. No gloves, no hand washing, no refund. Employee touching phones and washing counters while making food. Ugh, this place needs to be closed down. Most certainly a health risk.
Oh, God.
So, here's another one. I completely understand that finding help is difficult right now, but the red bearded guy needs an attitude adjustment. He was so incredibly rude to people in the restaurant and on the phone. He even rolled his eyes at me when I asked about dressing for my salad.
Imagine that in a restaurant. Can I have some dressing for my salad? This fucking guy.
The pizza wasn't bad. Not the best, but eatable.
Eatable. I love when people say eatable.
Might I suggest a nice antidepressant? It might be helpful.
Are they saying for the people working
for
there,
the guy,
or for you, if you're going to go just free, if you're going to give this establishment your business, you'll need an antidepressant to get through it?
Yes. Yes. Owner, please read your reviews. I stopped here on vacation a few days ago and am still disturbed and completely blown away by the unbelievable lack of customer service.
Days ago,
by the
owner. they're still disturbed yes. about bad customer service. I think you need to, at a certain point, just get over it.
Before writing this review, I noticed that there were many others that have had the same poor experience.
Poor experience?
So much so. Poor experience.
Oh, poor. That makes more sense.
Why? What did you think I said?
Poor.
Oh, yes. Like, no, poor.
Okay.
So much so that for this business to survive, there needs to be a drastic change. The owner/manager that took my order was not only ridiculously rude to me, but also to another customer that was there as well. Please stop
treating
customers.
And also to his wife when she didn't charge me for the pepperonis.
Oh yeah, that was bad. That was bad. Please stop treating your customers so poorly. Let me remind you, we are what keeps your business open. Find out what is making you miserable and please get help.
Try to save their business. Then they also are concerned about their mental health, and they run the gamut here.
Oh, but all right. So we've had one that's suggested, you know, drugs, an antidepressant, and another one that suggested therapy.
I still don't know if the drugs are for them or you, but.
This rude, mean man was not helpful and does not like talking, would not recommend. I asked if they had fountain drinks and he did not speak and he put his R up, not God, very rude. I don't know.
Not God? Not good.
Yeah, maybe. I think that this person kind of just like lost their thing at the end of the review.
I just like the idea. Do you have fountain drinks? He just like doesn't say anything, walks away.
It's like, do you have fountain drinks? And he's like,
off, turns and leaves.
All right. So this is one of my favorites. This place was rude.
That's it.
Not the man. The whole building was rude
to me.
Oh, we were there 50 minutes before closing. They made us feel unwelcome and rushed. Mm. The man behind the counter acted like he was doing us a favor by even taking our order and treated us very rudely when we asked a question about the menu. Thumbs down. Mm. And then little emoji, like the one raised eyebrow. Like
you did a pretty good job of doing that emoji.
Thank you. I like that, though. This place was rude. It's like not the man, just the whole structure was rude.
Yeah, the building itself.
The guy who took our order was an ass. Nothing good to say about this establishment. Disappointed.
Man.
Worst pizza I've ever had, hands down. I could make better food with my eyes closed. My 5-year-old makes better pizza.
Really?
I'm shocked they are still in business. Probably the tourists that don't know any better.
Well, yeah, if you're in a tourist area, you can get away with a little bit more.
If it was just locals, they wouldn't have lasted a month. Only went there once, and it was a huge mistake.
Okay.
And then they recommended a different pizza place.
Oh, boy. Recommending the competition.
This one I wasn't sure about here. I ordered the sausage bomb, and it was missing the sauce. That was it. Now, I'm assuming a sausage bomb might be like sausage and peppers with like red sauce.
I mean,
I'm not.
At a certain point, you just like, you order something, it doesn't have the sauce. Why don't you just be like, hey, it doesn't have the sauce. Could I get some sauce? Like, you're just gonna like go into the corner and like write a bad review on Yelp, like, and eat your bad unsauced thing. Like, just ask for it.
Hmm. All right. Have time for a couple of more?
Yeah, go for it. We're going long anyway.
Right, so
we could tack this on the end of the episode as our end of the episode stinger if we want.
The food was nasty. That's it.
I have time for many more of that length. The food was nasty.
The food was nasty. I don't recommend this place. The owner, I think, was very rude. The food was kind of good, though, but very rude service. So I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah, it's starting to come together.
So here's one that I was kind of rude when I see, I love rude is in all of these.
Yes.
Rude when asking for the extras like lettuce on a grinder and the price of drinks was listed nowhere. Grinders were small for the price. Also, all of the drinks were expired.
What? Drinks?
Well, my guess is that like they had a, what do you call it? Like they had like
cooler,
coolers behind there where you could grab bottles of, you know, soda, if water, it was whatever, maybe.
If it was like sodas that were expired, that would be very concerning because.
Yeah, because soda's got a long.
Yeah, pretty long. Yeah, if it was like life. Milk or something, I guess that'd be an issue, or juice.
The guy who took my order acted like he was doing you a personal favor by taking the order. The pizza itself wasn't good. Sauce was a strange flavor. Not good at all. He can certainly use some pointers on how to make a better product. To be perfectly honest, you're better off getting a cheap frozen pizza at the grocery store and putting your own toppings. If I lived in this town, I would not visit this place after the first time.
Oh, man.
So I kind of disagree, though. The pizza was not that bad. It didn't have a weird, you know, taste to it.
I think the service left a bad taste in your mouth.
Grumpy old man works here. Wouldn't recommend.
That's it?
He wasn't extremely condescending and rude. I don't think he was that old. I feel like he looked like he was around our age. So
well, it's old to some people.
Yeah. So employee never washed hands or put gloves on before making sandwich. Just took order and payment and started making a sandwich. Ugh,
that's pretty gross.
Yeah. Well, that's the second review we've heard that.
Yeah.
I like this one. Pizza marginal. Service was flat and seemed annoyed to give service. No hand soap, masks, or eye contact. Will not ever go back.
Yikes.
I liked pizza marginal.
Pizza marginal.
I like that one. So
I know that they agree with you on that one.
All right. This one makes me very concerned. Terrible customer service and the worst food I have ever eaten. Brown lettuce, frozen cucumbers, and off-colored lunch meat.
Oh, that's not a grinder.
Oh,
I want to
man.
Eat.
Oh, my God. Oh. All right. That's actually a good one. So I'm not going to read it.
It's probably written by them.
Place is terrible. Paid $10 for steak bomb with no cheese. All right. So first, no sauce. Yeah, and this one has no cheese. Getting home. Wait a minute. Upon getting home, there was cheese.
What?
All right. I don't get that.
How does that work?
Now I have to go out of my way to re-pick up the sub already paid for. Maybe
they meant when they got home, they realized there was no cheese.
Big red-haired guy was extremely rude.
Man, this redhead, he's a real problem.
Yeah, sub is not worth money to begin with. Not that big with very little toppings. Never returning.
Jeez.
All right, so... All right, wait a minute. There we go. There was one that I remember reading and I want to get to it because like it made me all right. Big dude with red beard seemed to be a little irritated that he had customers come in when I showed up for lunch with my wife and three kids. Seemed a little basic for a $65 lunch. Oof. Well, wait a minute. Three kids. So that's five people.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sadly, that is kind of what it ends up being usually.
Steak bomb came out with no salami on it. Oh, geez. All right. So these steak bombs are not what people are expecting.
He's missing salami,
apparently.
Missing sauce, you're missing cheese. I don't know what's supposed to be on this bomb, but.
When it came out, I politely asked if they forgot to add the salami, and he said it didn't come with it. So I took a second look at the menu, and it showed where it says salami as the second ingredient on the sandwich. And he quickly told me that it was a typo.
A typo. That's not a typo. I meant to write no salami. Like how is that a typo? A typo is if you spelled salami wrong. Not if you put it in there. That's a typo.
Not a jalapeno or single bottle of hot sauce to be had in the joint.
In the joint.
Felt a little disappointed, but service was fast and tasted good.
All right.
So after all that, I guess, like, you know, it was good. I love the way that these people describe this guy. The large man at the counter is very rude and snide to customers with general questions. Overpriced and very unwelcoming staff.
It doesn't sound like they like having people in their establishment.
No. Where do I begin? First of all, take a class on how to answer the phone. When they first opened, we called to place order. So the guy was so impatient and rude, I canceled my order and decided I would not support the place of business. 2 years down the road, I am shocked to see they are still open. I thought maybe he took a class on how to answer the phone. Well, let me.
Where exactly would you sign up for a class on how to answer the phone? Do they have them at your local community college? I'd like a phone answering, please. How many credits do I get for this?
Well, apparently they think he's the owner. He must be the owner.
Yeah, I mean,
the owner was extremely rude. 3 exclamation points.
Yeah, if you made one of those like word clouds for this, the word rude would be very large.
We walked out despite being very hungry. So. The owner was so rude. This poor bastard. All right. That's the one that I want to. This was it.
Oh, here we go.
So this will be the last one.
This will be the closer. The encore.
Summary. Very expensive. Not good, but not bad food. Even though it was 1 star.
Not good, but not bad. Okay.
Picture this. $42. 2 small Greek salads. 2 small sides. Guy taking orders had bad attitude, abrupt speaking, and a major pet peeve of mine. Answered the phone while I was ready to order. Business is right in front of you. Why on earth do you answer the phone? Back to the food. Salads were small, but enough. 2 slices of tomato, 2 tablespoons of feta. So now apparently he measured it all out.
Yeah.
2 tablespoons of feta. Some onion. So now his measurements just
went off. Yeah, he goes from very precise to very just like some ballparking it.
And green pepper, plus canned olives, which were at least pitted. So we'll give him credit for that. Okay,
give him credit for that. I mean, yeah, you're normal. I wouldn't expect this place to have non-pitted olives, but.
I suspect the side orders were Tyson frozen appetizers.
Tyson frozen?
That was the one that I liked right there. Is like, yeah, like, hey, honey, go down to the market and pick up some frozen appetizers. You know, those Tyson frozen dinners.
What kind of sides would they be? I don't know. Well, I mean, they could have, I'm sure if they were from some, they could have been from Cisco or something.
Maybe because I mean, when, because we had gotten a fries and, you know, they were like the, what do you call them? Long fries with the crinkles or the ridges or whatever. And I mean, it's obvious they were frozen out of a bag. They weren't bad.
Yeah.
They weren't bad at all.
Yeah, they're not cutting them in the back.
Exactly. Like most you could tell they aren't. Weren't like, you know, it's like steak fries or something where they had like, you know, the potatoes and they have the thing where they're just going like this and throwing them in the fryer. Like these were definitely like thrown in the oven or whatever. But so to finish off, neither was bad, but neither was good. And for what I paid, I expected good.
Yeah, well, pretty wishy-washy review. They got to commit to their cause there a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, the username was Meat.
Meat?
M-E-A-T.
That's pretty good. So pretty good get to get that on Yelp. I didn't know that would still be available. It must have got in on the ground floor when Yelp was launched.
Yeah, well, actually, let me see. I wonder.
Is it one of those people? When you read somebody, though, you see somebody on Yelp and they're like, this person has reviewed 6,000 places. You're like, this person's the problem. I'm not going to trust anything they say.
2. He reviewed 2.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There you go.
So that was probably my, about the Tyson frozen dinners was probably my favorite. But my other favorite was this place is rude.
This place is rude.
Lot of you. Everything down from the steel beams to the roof to the people inside. But anyways, I think I definitely had a lot of uh, had a lot of fun reading those as we were exiting the building, because we had the experience. And then I pulled out my phone and I turned to my friend and I was like, all right, ready?
Yeah, here we go.
he was like, all right.
Well, there's some places where you know, this is not an isolated incident. This is how they do everything every day. So,
yeah.
Sure. And if you are in Maine or going to Maine, just send John an email to find out the name of this place so you can avoid it. Although you might know enough. If you walk in, there's a red-haired guy behind the counter. Just walk right out.
Yeah, if you see a very large old redheaded man making a sandwich with no gloves while answering the phone.
Yeah, then turn around, just spin on your heel and go right out the door.
Turn around and leave. Although I will give you a clue. There was a Dairy Queen right next door.
Okay, there you go. So if you see a Dairy Queen, DQ. Then get the hell out of there.
Yep, Dairy Queen Pizza Place. Those are the only. And watch, I probably have people that visited Maine. They're like, I know that place. Probably like infamous.
Or maybe the red-haired guy listens to our show.
Oh, shit. Could you imagine?
He's one of our patrons. We're going to lose him.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? He was like, hey, it's me, Leaky Mausoleum.
It's like, I don't know. It's like all of a sudden I get a message. Spacey Noodles is no longer a patron of the show. Like, what happened after all this time?
Or we'll get, or you know, maybe he'll just be like, you know what, this is what I needed to turn my life around, yeah. And then he starts becoming a patron under the name like Dirty Sandwich or something.
Dirty Grinder.
Dirty Grinder. I was a Dirty Grinder. Yeah, I'd like to order one grinder, dirty, shaken, not stirred.
All right, let me
give me a grinder, extra dirty.
Thank you for listening to the Deep Purple Podcast. If you like what you hear and would like more episodes in the future, please donate on Patreon to support the show. You can also leave us a review in Apple Podcasts to help new people discover the show. You can follow us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for show updates. See deeppurplepodcast.com for more details. Thank you for listening.